about 8 months old, what we set him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 11 months old when the twins were born.
Hmm. That's a real shame.
And she was a widow woman and lived with us for 4 years with them three children.
Huh.
Well, my sister-in-law told me, why don't you have that lady put them children in our orphan's home or her go to the rescue home?
Mm-hmm.
That was before the twins was born.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother-in-law got her state, and my mother-in-law did too.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Abby has got them babies by a lawful wedded husband, and said Junior and Clarence is ready to live on bread and water to take care of her and that baby and that other when it comes. And we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it cost us a good price for the twins to be delivered.
Ooh, I bet.
But about $40, I think, what we had to pay the doctors in for the twins.
Mm.
But anyhow, we raised them twins till they was 4 years old.
Mm, my goodness.
And then she married this other guy.
Uh-huh.
And then he died in his sleep. And that's when she was fixing to have this other baby.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible. What happened to him?
Oh, he just died of his heart trouble.
Hmm. That's awful.
Thomas.
Yeah.
And that one that left her with the six babies.
Uh-huh.
And she's got five of them now.
Still?
Yeah, she's still got five living now.
Huh.
One of the twins is still living.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember one of the twins was killed.
And the little boy got killed in a car wreck.
Yeah.
Twin boy.
Yeah.
But that little boy that's in the down there, as I told you, is in that place now.
Uh-huh.
He was just 11 months old when them twins was born.
Huh.
And when we give them twins a bottle, we had to give Jimmy a bottle.
Oh,
because
yeah,
we didn't have him plumb weaned like he owed me. He'd been on the bottle all right. She weaned him right straight because the doctor told her to.
Mm-hmm.
She liked to kill him. And we weaned him and kept him on the bottle. But every time we fixed them twins a bottle, when they was born, we'd have to give Jimmy a bottle and fix him a pallet by their little bed where he'd go to bed and go to sleep.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because he wasn't nothing but a baby himself.
Yeah, he was really pretty close to their age.
11 months old.
Yeah, yeah. What would you call a baby that's born to an unmarried woman? Oh, come on, I won't tell anybody.
Well, it's just a baby without a father.
Okay. Is there any just one word for it?
Well, we always did. That was too bad.
Yeah. Okay, have you ever heard anybody else say, you know, call it anything? Heard other people?
Oh, we called our stepsister that, because that's what she was.
Oh.
We called her Woods Cove.
Oh, okay.
That's what we called her.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anything else the other day?
What? Say it loud, Esther.
Okay. Okay,
we dealt her a hard time, bless her heart, and she couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And after we growed up, we found out that we really treated her dirty.
Oh, yeah, that's a shame. Kids are so mean sometimes.
Because the baby couldn't help it.
Yeah.
The child couldn't help it.
Yeah.
But you take Julia, Age, Mary, Charlie, and Frank, oh, we dealt her a boo-boo time.
Yeah. Well, kids don't know any better sometimes.
We didn't have more sense.
Yeah.
That's right. We didn't have more sense.
Yeah. This happens.
They had to take her away from us.
Yeah.
She had to go back and live with my grandpa.
Huh. Is that right? Because y'all were so mean to her?
Yeah, we were so angry. They had to take her away from
us. Yeah.
Of course, she's telling too many lies.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to carry tales all the time.
Yeah, that's not gonna make somebody very popular.
We told Grandpa about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he told Papa to just bring her back up there and him and Grandma would keep her.
Uh-huh.
And they did.
They did.